Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 604. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
All you beautiful people. I know. It's cold outside for me. It's a little chilly.
Yeah, it's a good day. I was going to cut grass yesterday, but I was like, I'm going to have to do it today because the grass was still wet from the rain the day before.
Yeah. Now, I have to go from my house to my office to get to where I record at now. Mm-hmm. And I have basketball shorts and a t-shirt on. That's a little chilly for me.
Right.
Now, the office is temperature controlled, so it's fine. But the walk was a little cold. And so I didn't love that. But I've acclimated. I'm back to temp in here and just ready to seize the day. I think today is supposed to be like a real fall-ass day.
Yeah, it's high of 78, but it says it's 56 outside.
Or autumn. Some people like to call it autumn. Yeah. I think around here we only call it fall, though.
Yeah, autumn is barely used term anymore around here.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think just people are just losing words.
Yeah. People like to say it's fall, y'all, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's autumn, y'all, doesn't hit as hard.
Right. I think
so that could
the syllable autumn, two syllables, everyone's trying to cut everything down to one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that just helps us out.
Like, what is it? You can't say liar because it's two. Then you have to say cap. No cap.
Cap. Yeah. You don't have to say that.
Yeah, you don't have to, but that's what the kids are going to.
I saw that yesterday. I drove by Michael's, the craft store, and on the window it said free same day delivery. And I'm like, we are going to be the Wally people.
Yeah.
Like, it's getting too damn convenient.
It is.
I don't step foot in a grocery store really anymore because Walmart will just bring it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Walmart will bring it to me in like 2 hours after I order it.
Yeah, you can set it up to wherever time you want to.
And they don't charge me because I live so close. I pick the 3 to 5 hours or whatever it is, and they bring it in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's so convenient. There's no minimum because I have the Walmart Plus. So if I do the slow time, it doesn't mm-hmm. charge me. I order one thing from there if I need it. Like if I just randomly want something, I'll just order it. Some dude just brings it, puts it on the porch.
I wonder how much money they're actually making. Cause you know, sometimes when you just go to Walmart, you buy stuff you weren't in there for cause you see it.
So here's what I'll say. It no doubt hurts business, but I was a public shopper before.
Mm.
So they're not getting my impulse purchases, but they weren't getting my groceries before.
Right.
And I still believe that Publix has a better grocery selection and a better shopping experience.
Yes.
I'll be damned if I'm not lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they got me.
We do the Kroger pickup because, you know, we live right there by that Kroger.
Yeah. I don't even have to do anything. Like Friday, I'll get online. I'll put everything I want in the cart and I'll order it for Saturday morning. Between 7 and 9, they do 2 hour windows now, and it's always here at like 7.
Yeah.
Cause I don't live far from Walmart. And, they just bring it all there. I take it, put it in the refrigerator, and I'm done.
Are you going to get one of those things where you drop your groceries off, like the little bins up front?
Oh, I don't think so. I try to be strategic and only order when I'm going to be home.
Okay.
If I had a big front porch, I would consider it, but I have basically just kind of like what you have. Like it's just enough room to turn around.
Yeah.
If I put a box on there, it would crowd it up too much.
Yeah. I've seen people have the little carts now. You put the grocery, the people that come, they drop the cart and put in a cart and you just pull it in the house.
Yeah.
I thought that's pretty neat.
It would be super convenient if I had a big enough area or if my door wasn't like, if that was up there, you wouldn't be able to open the door. Right. If I had a big enough area where you could have it up there and not be in the way.
You put it on the left side or the, you know, you look when your door, that little window, you can put it right there.
Yeah, but there's no porch there. It'd just be sitting out there. Yeah. I have a really tiny area.
Yeah, I know.
You know, yeah, you could maybe build something like a little platform that goes right beside there that wouldn't be in the way. Now, what I do like, have you seen the videos of the DoorDash people that put the food right in front of the screen door?
Yeah.
I like that. I like watching those videos. I feel like if I tried to have the card, I might be that person.
Yeah, that and the drink. They'll put the drink right there and like, if I hit the door, then have to, that people have to go outside the back door and go around.
I love that. I can't tell if the people doing it are being funny or are morons, but I don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that it's happening.
We have the little the box container where you can put like packages in. We can put up front, but every time we put up there, nobody uses it. Because the little door
you just sit, it beside it.
They sit on top of it. I'm like, there's a door. You open it up and you put it in there.
Does it say packages?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I have a friend. His says packages on the front. And I think that's the key because they use his. Okay. But it literally says packages. And I think if I'm not mistaken, at the bottom, it actually like has logos that run around it. Mm-hmm. Like it's got a piece of tape that has like FedEx, UPS, post office, all those things. It doesn't lock though. So I don't know that it deters anybody, but they can't easily see if there's a package. They would have to run up and open it.
Yeah, ours, you know, ours is like just a wicker basket that you can just open up and put stuff in there.
Yeah. So they may not know. I mean, I'm with you in that they should know,
mm-hmm.
but they may not know.
I'm saying they don't.
Yeah. You have to really spell things out for people sometimes.
Yeah, especially which delivery drivers.
And I think, damn, I like my delivery drivers. I get a lot of packages, and they do a swell job. So if you're listening, I'm not shitting on you like Gerald is. Yeah, so his looks like, if you look in the middle, the one that has the phone in front of it, it's connected, up, right there. His looks like that, but his is not connected.
I don't know, it's got like a safe little button thing.
That looks, yeah, his looks like that. That's for if you're getting like CBD deliveries or something like that. Not CBD, but like weed
mm-hmm.
deliveries, and you don't want somebody stealing them. I just wanted a simple box that.
Yeah, so that's how we have ours. So we had the door, you know, the thing was right there, and it was just a little basket. Just a dark brown like this.
Yeah, that one's nice. They open the top and they can't get in the bottom, but my packages are big, so it wouldn't.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work. They'd just be piled all around there as well. See, I could do that where I like put it over to the side, but I think that looks ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it doesn't look ghetto. It just looks stupid.
I like that one.
Yeah. Look at that lady. She's so happy she got her package.
Yay.
I love the shots for products like that because they had to go somewhere. Find the perfect house. They brought that plant on the left. They for sure brought that in.
Yeah.
That guy's putting a damn Amazon box in his, and you can see it says Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
The tape. Yep. It's like they photoshopped the smile off the side, but left the Amazon tape.
It looks like he's got some Pampers or something down here on the bottom.
That's the first package he got out.
Yep.
Also, why is he dressed like a thief?
With the hat and hoodie.
What's summertime? You can tell it's summertime. He's got a puffy coat on. And I think he's taking a package out of there, not putting one in.
Oh.
Yeah. The product advertisement of like item and use pictures always crack me up.
And that's about ours right there. That's about how big ours is. Not too
yours
big.
Yours is like for people who are curious because you can't see anything ever that we talk about, it's like a deck right. Pool box.
Yeah.
Like one of the small ones.
Yeah, it's about that size, but it's a wicker one.
Lift up lid, made of the plastic, I assume, like the plastic wicker.
No, ours is actually wicker.
It's wicker.
Yeah, it's full on wicker.
Yeah. My wife, I don't think they know it's a package thing. I don't blame your dumb delivery drivers, as you call them.
So it's like this.
Yeah.
Well, that was
it looks nice.
So before we started rolling the show, I saw the mini bike crew.
You saw a mini bike crew out in the wild.
Yeah, it was pretty cool because it was 20 to 30 of them.
And it made you want to fulfill that part of you.
Oh yeah, I told my wife, I was like, man, I need to go ahead and get me a mini bike. Like, where are you? We're gonna ride it at?
No, I sent you a mini bike.
Oh yeah,
this week.
I got the video pulled up.
You got it pulled up.
Because I knew you were going to talk. We're going to talk about it.
So this gentleman has 3D printed a life-size Lego mini bike.
Yes.
And I don't know any other way to say it than it's absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this video is for. It was on my TikTok. I need to find the actual YouTube video so I can credit this gentleman. But he has added Adam Savage there with him for like the reveal.
Right.
So I don't know what this build was done for. I assume it's just on his YouTube channel, but I want to find the real video and watch it. And if I do remember, I will credit it. But I assume if you type in Lego mini bike right now, you won't have any trouble finding it. But it's incredible in every way.
Mm-hmm.
He nails the look of it. It seems to perform excellent.
Yeah, and they show him riding, or he showed himself riding on. There's Adam riding it.
It's so damn cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is so damn cool. Now, it is small.
Yeah.
It's a small mini bike.
It's smaller than yours.
It is, for sure. Mine's actually pretty big. Like, I'm not that crunched up, but I would have that. Oh, yeah. You're going to search for the real video.
Matt Denton. Yeah, Matt Denton is the guy. Matt Denton.
Giant scale Lego monkey bike.
This one is part two, so there's two parts to the bike.
It's called a monkey bike, not a mini bike, in case you're searching. It is so, look at the front. That is so freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot.
I saw this and I immediately thought of you and, well, first off, you, because this is everything for you. This is a mini bike and it's Lego.
Yeah.
But I also thought of friend of the show, Marshall 205.
He breaks it down just the whole video of him doing everything.
It really is spectacular. Now, what would you pay for one of these?
Here's a go-kart one he did.
Oh, that's cool too. Not as cool as that mini bike though.
Here's a go-kart. I don't know. 1,000?
Like if they made those retail, not 3D printed. $1,000, would you go buy one today?
Yeah, if it was $1,000, I'd buy one today.
Yeah. Now, would you use it? Because this is where, let's say it's Lego branded.
Oh, for sure. I'm riding that to work. I will drive. Okay. Here's he built the little one for his kid.
A tiny one for his kid. This guy's cool. You should check his channel out on YouTube. But I thought that was fun. So mini bike gang would just be you and I
right now.
And you'd be on this Lego. You'd be on this Lego one.
Yep. Then in front of show, Marshall 205 would have to get one because we both have one.
Yeah, he would no longer allow us to have something he didn't when two of us did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel like I'm going to be a little extra here. I feel like everybody in our crew needs to be on electric.
Yes.
Not for the hippie reasons you might think, but before the element of surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If we're going to sneak up on people, maybe that's a thing we need to do one day. We can't sneak up if one dude's burning the fossil fuels.
Yeah. Ooh, I just saw Greenworks has one now.
Yeah, Greenworks takes two batteries. Just like the Ego one does.
There it is.
If you want to see that in person, Tractor Supply has those.
Yeah, it's a little cheaper than the
So let me tell you Ego. About that one. It reminds me of my first mini bike. It's got the fat like trail tires on it.
Mm-hmm.
The Ego one's set up like a little small dirt bike. Thinner tires, a little more upright. Now, I'm no doubt biased. I think that's one of the best looking mini bikes I've seen.
It is better looking than.
But that Greenworks one reminds me of my first one, which I loved. I had the Coleman gas powered one.
Yeah.
But the Greenworks gives me that vibe. Same setup as the Ego. All the stats look very similar to the Ego.
Mm-hmm. Now this
it's just a lower, fatter profile.
This is the one everyone's saying to get.
I don't know where that's from.
It's MotoTech.
It has a 3.3 rating.
Yeah, on this, but everyone like online has said this is the better one to get.
That's why I said I don't know where that's from, because I don't know if that is just a sketchy site that's selling it with a low rating. It looks awesome.
Yeah, because it looks like a real motorcycle.
Now, Candy Cruiser, they make golf carts. They have mini bike. They have an array of mini bikes, and Lowe's carries those as well. It's Candy Cruiser with a K. So it's KANDI, dumb, and mini bike.
I think we did look at those now, remember.
You don't even need that. Just put candy mini bike. Have, I think, two different models. That's the most popular, that red one.
Oh yeah, the fat tires.
They have thick tires also. They're a good size too. They are a little bit smaller than the Ego. The Ego is short, but what it gets right is the height.
So the red one goes 15 miles an hour, the blue one goes 25 miles an hour.
So you got to get the blue one. Blue one also looks better. The battery alignment is different. It's at the bottom, and see how it's like, it's a different battery.
Yeah.
Bigger, taller. Shocks are better on the back.
I like how the whole frame is blue compared to this one's,
Yeah.
everything is black.
It's good look. They're good looking bikes. I've seen them in person. They look good. But like I said, the Ego gets the Ego strikes me as a mini bike that's made for adults. A lot of these strike me as mini bikes that are made for children. Price point wise, though, Ego is not. To me, Ego is not cost efficient or effective if you don't have batteries already. It's a little too expensive.
Right, and you got to be careful. Like this one said, it's $12.99, but batteries and chargers not including. And then you turn
Right,
around
and
and
you're
you go,
going to be at $2,000 to get the other one,
yeah, to get the other stuff to go with it.
or just to buy the full setup. But I love mine. I was on it last week,
Driving around the
just
yard,
nipping and tearing.
did you go around the yard or did you go down the street?
No, I've just around the yard. I had it in the backyard, just zipping around.
Not sure if the guy in the Mototech one, a different kind of Mototech, but
Ooh, that Mototech is little.
yeah.
Shout out to him for having proper PPE on, though. Nice closed toe shoe. He's got a helmet on instead of riding gloves.
Does it come with the gurney? The necker.
That thing looks like the that last one you were on looks like that looks kind of like the one I had, sort of. The last one you were on looks like the Coleman that everybody wants, like that yellow one over there, that trail
Yeah.
bike. But yeah, people like that one. The Coleman I had is actually an Axis, but Coleman made it. It
Yeah.
looks more like the one you're showing, the gas powered one. And it was great. And it wasn't too loud for gas. It was the right volume. But my heart was always set on having the Ego.
Look, this one's got the straddle bags.
Oh, saddlebags, and it's got the
Yeah.
seat on the back. The sissy bars, they call them. That's kind of like my first one.
It's got the flame on it.
Yeah, I don't know about that flame job though. Mini bikes are cool. They're hot right now.
Yeah.
That's how you were able to see one in person. You just build your own.
I know you can.
Have you seen
There.
those drift carts that people build?
Yes, I have.
Those are awesome. And then it looks like in like California, maybe there's like crews of those where they just go out and just drift around like a park. They buy those little like Razor scooters. It's more like that black one, the ones that I keep seeing. That one right there. They buy these little Razor scooters that have the handbrake on them that are made for drifting, and they hook them up with electric motors that are like badass. And they customize them, paint them, they make them awesome, and then they just go out and all drift together. And when I say drift, you're like riding down the road sideways.
Right.
They're awesome. But we don't have the kind of setup for that. You would either get the police called on you or you would get hit by a car.
That is true, especially here.
Yeah, we don't have the area where you could go do something fun like that.
Unless you lived in a neighborhood.
Yeah, but even then, I think someone calls the cops on you because someone sees you having too much fun. I mean, you can't be out there just having too much fun.
Right.
Somebody's gonna have to put a stop to that around here.
See, that's when you do it. You get a crew of them, and all of a sudden the dads all want, "Hey, where'd you get that? Let me get one." And all of a sudden,
That's how you got to do it. You got to get everybody in.
Gonna get the neighborhood in.
Yep. And then you're just out there on Sunday morning, just drifting as a crew. What a life. We should talk about games. We're already off the rails.
As usual.
Big week for me. I don't know if you want to go first or I want to. Did you have a
All right. Well, yeah, I'll go first for the change. I completed Dredge on the PlayStation 4, like I said, I was going to last week. 100% did all the DLC, got all the fish. Then I decided to jump into the PlayStation 5 to do the Iron Rig. It took me a couple of hours. 100% completed that one. My little trick to get the final fish, the 230, worked on the PlayStation 5 version, very first time I tried it. It took me 35 hours to do the PlayStation 4 all the way through, and then 33 hours to do the PlayStation 5 all the way through.
Now let's, if you're playing Dredge and you don't want to hear what this trick is, just muff it. I want to tell you what I did to finally get it and see if it's the same thing you did to finally get it. Now I will say it took me 2 hours to catch fish 230.
It took me about 2 hours until I did this little trick that I thought of doing.
I caught it pretty quick after I did the thing that I did. So I'm curious if it's the same thing.
Okay.
You want me to go first or you want to go first?
Go ahead.
What I did was, so if you don't know anything about dredge, dredge has different fish class that you can only catch in certain areas, and you have to have certain poles. So step one was to unequip all the fishing poles that weren't oceanic. That way I wasn't catching other things out there. So well, the first thing I tried was just using the dropping the bait and using the atrophy, and that wasn't working.
Same. I did the same thing.
So then I unequipped everything so I could only catch oceanic. Then I did the atrophy, the bait and the atrophy, and I caught it like third time doing it that way. Now I don't know if my time was just up and I would have caught it anyways, but you really limit the options on what you can catch out there when you're fishing only for the big ocean fish. And the atrophy helps you pull in everything without having to wait on it. The problem I had was to keep making the bait. I had to catch other fish, let them rot. I did that for too long. At the end, I was just saving it and loading it back in.
Yeah, that's all I did, which is I got to the same thing. I got to the point. Now, were you going underneath or were you doing it right off the port?
I was doing it to, if you're docked, I was doing it right to the closest middle of the thing you could get to, but not in the middle. I would just pull off the dock and stay to the side. When I started loading my save back in, because I didn't want to make bait anymore, because I made bait for 2 damn hours, or enough to fish for 2 hours, I just stayed on the dock and fished right from the dock. I didn't move. But I didn't start doing that until I equipped only the ocean pole. Dude, I made no telling how many freaking baits to try to catch this thing.
So I did the same thing. I did the did it once, dropped it, did the arbitration, the did the bait, did the little thing, didn't get it, did it for about 30, 40 minutes. Then I had to go, get the bait, got tired of doing it. I'm just gonna load it up. Load it up. That still didn't work. Then I decided to drop three baits at the same time. Did the
Oh, I
same
never did
thing.
that.
Did the same thing you did. Unequipped everything but the one pole. I just undocked and then dropped the three baits and then hit it and it caught it the first time.
Yeah,
So
I never tried multiples.
when I played the second time, I did the same thing. I did it. Got there. Okay, all I need is this one fish. Saved it. Load it right back up. Dropped the three baits. And hit it, and it was first thing that popped up. Well, I'm sorry, it was the second one. The first one was a sunfish and some other thing. I went to get the second bait, and the little thing was there.
Now, if you guys are playing dredge, here's what I would suggest. As you're playing through the iron rig part, let the fish rot in the boat. Because the problem I had when I made it, all I needed to do was get fish 230. The game was done. So I would wait till nighttime. Be like super tweaked out.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't sleep for like 2 days, or everything was red and foggy. I was trying to fish like that.
Yeah.
I tried fishing during the day. I tried fishing at night. I don't even know that any of that matters. Because I didn't catch it. Did I catch it at night? I don't think I caught it at night. I think I caught it during the day.
Yeah, mine was during the day.
Yeah. I tried everything. What I would suggest, though, as you're playing through, when you get to the iron rig section, start letting fish rot in the boat, because the problem I had is I would catch the wrong fish, and then I would have to just wait for them to rot in the boat.
Yeah.
And then I could make more bait. So there was like, I would sleep for like 2 days in a row, waiting mm-hmm. for the fish to rot. I would just sleep and then sleep again immediately, just so I had rotted fish so I could make more bait. And that was the pain.
Yeah, I didn't like how they, and for some reason, I think on this one, when we first played it through, you can go to those where those specialty fish were and fish again. For some reason, I did the update, and then you have to go there and drop the bait to get them to come back. Those couple fish.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the exotics.
Exotics, yeah.
Yeah. You can catch them over and over?
Yeah.
Oh, I just know you could catch them once to get them. I didn't know you could catch them again and again.
Yeah, I know in the volcanic one, I caught that one multiple times because it cost so much. That was just doing that to sell it.
Oh, gotcha. So you got dredge back to 100% on both platforms. I got dredge to 100% on PS5, which is the only place I played it.
Yeah. All right. So the next
what thing, else did you play?
The next thing I played, of course, our game night of the week, that I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima all week.
I saw you on that last night.
Yeah.
Are you making some progress?
Yeah, I've completely uncovered the whole one island, did all the missions. It is set up in two different islands. So I think I'm in like halfway through. So I just started the second part of the island.
So are you enjoying it, or are you just like, I want to see this through?
I want to see it. I enjoy it, but I still want to see it through. It is very repetitive. But you have to do, like, you have to run around, you have to engage in enemies to level your character up, so it would be easier when you do fight the main boss at the end. But it's just such a beautiful game, George, riding your horse on the coastline, seeing all the ships that weigh out in the water. But it's a good game. I'll see this through, but there's a couple of the games I want to get back into also, but I need to just concentrate on this one.
Yeah, I saw you in there. And just to, we touched briefly on it. The game night was a disaster this week.
Yes.
I don't often feel a need to attack a game, but we've been playing The Ascent. We played it last week and this week. The game is, I would maybe stop short of the game is broken, but the game has breaking bugs.
Yes.
And for a game that has been out, the amount of time that game has been out, it is unacceptable to me that four people can't jump in and play that game.
Mm-hmm.
And we encountered them over and over and over. So it's not, there's not one thing lending itself to the issue.
Yeah.
Because we found multiple issues. That will no longer be our game night. I think you jumped off before he made that decision. We are playing some VR games starting next week.
Okay.
He had had enough. He was frustrated. And I don't blame him. He wanted to play that, and it just was not working.
Mm-hmm.
So we are making a switch on that. But The Ascent was not very good. And if you're thinking about buying it, if you didn't get it on part of the Plus, I don't suggest it. And I rarely ever say that, because I think games are one of those things that you can find joy in something that I hate and vice versa. But it's not good. It doesn't work.
Maybe it works better on Xbox or the PC.
Or maybe it works better solo. I don't know.
Yeah, it did not work good for us at all. We would play, and all of a sudden someone would freeze. One of us was working good, the other person wasn't working good.
It's so weird, though. Like, the first night I had where my gun was stuck, or when I would push the trigger, it would unload a clip every time.
Mm-hmm.
Pac-Man was stuck in a box that he couldn't move off of. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, was stuck in a wall.
Yeah.
His screen then went black. He could see his reticule, but nothing else was there. I guess you didn't really have that many issues other than the glitch and like the what seemed like connection issues.
Yeah.
You probably had the smoothest time out of all of us.
Yeah, I think so too.
I had where I was walking and it was rubber banding me back, and then I would jump forward to some area I didn't know where I was at. The game is just not in a state where it should be sold.
Mm-hmm. But then we decided to all jump in Harry Potter
Quidditch.
So Quidditch. we're all trying to go through this. You know, you're talking about popping trophies, and I got this trophy. I did this, and so we're all jumping in to do this. We're all ready to play, but then only three people can play.
We should have done some homework on that before we all jumped into there. It is a three-player online game. I will also say that I did not enjoy my time with Harry Potter Quidditch or Wizarding mm-hmm. World Quidditch or whatever it's called. I didn't enjoy my time with it, and I think it's because it needs more time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's a game you got to sit with, but the matchmaking is broken like a lot of new games, and I think level cap is 50, and we were all level zeros, and it paired us against two level 45s.
Yeah.
So there's no, like, skill level-based ranking. There's no skill level-based matchmaking, I should say, and that makes the game unplayable.
Right, because they know what to do.
They're studs, yeah.
Yeah.
And even though they were paired with a level zero, they beat the living shit out of us, and that kept happening over and over and over. The game is a lot. You know, we talked about it after. I don't know that I'll play it again. Mm-hmm. It was a fine experiment. Game night was a disaster. We didn't accomplish anything.
Right.
But it's all right.
I mean, I think if we do a VR game that's pretty good, I think we should let him get his week back.
Yeah. We're gonna do a VR game for sure.
Okay.
Is that it for you?
Yeah, I was going to show you. There is a collectible Quidditch.
These Harry Potter people will come at you if you don't get this right.
Quidditch.
They're aggressive.
Yeah, here it is here.
Oh, now that's cool.
Ball. So it's a Harry Potter collectible Quidditch set. Includes a removable golden snitch.
This is not related to the game, though.
No, it's just a little collectible thing. I saw this online when I was searching the game.
It's a box of balls. It looks good.
Yeah. If you're a Harry Potter and you're a collector.
They don't call them balls either.
Or whatever they're called.
Yeah, I don't remember what they're called.
Yeah, they'll come after us.
You have the golden snitch up top, and then you have the... It's like a... Oh, man, I kept saying it when we were playing, but I don't remember the name of it. Does it call them by their Christian name in here? No, it doesn't say.
Nope. Unless you're called, the game is called Quaffle. Okay.
Quaffle. That's what it was calling them.
It's only 2865.
I think the only thing that comes out is that golden sitch up top, though. I think everything else is formed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can't pick it up. It's just sitting there.
Yeah.
It looks like it comes. Okay.
Yeah. So the game, I don't want to shit on the game. It is very obviously a free-to-play game, or it feels like one. It's got, you know, a couple different kinds of currencies, and it's built around just repetition. And I think you would have to play it a lot to be good at it. It does look good. I had some issues tracking the ball at certain times, or the quaffle.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all right, is what I will say.
All right. So you played a lot.
I did play a lot, and I had a good week. I played. So if you listened forever ago, there was a glitched out trophy in Fall Guys that prevented me from getting the platinum
mm-hmm.
on either system. And one night we got on, I didn't feel like playing anything. I was bouncing game to game. I think I just finished Dredge 100%. And so I jumped in Fall Guys.
Right.
Just to see. And here's the thing. In PS5, I needed a trophy that I didn't think I was going to, that I didn't want to put the effort in to get again. But I got the hard trophy. But because I got it on PS5, it wouldn't pop on PS4, even though I did it on PS4 as well.
Right.
So once you got it on one system, you couldn't obtain it on the other. And it was the win 5 games in a row, which is a tough trophy. So I load into PS5 just to see what it's looking like. I'm not even really thinking about the trophy. Mm-hmm. And when I load in, trophies start popping.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, what's going on? So I go and look, and I have that trophy now, but I don't have a weird trophy, which is emote before a win, right before a win on a race level. So you got to come in first and you got to email right before you finish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's no problem. I could have done that a million times. I don't know why I didn't do it. It's like, that's one trophy that didn't sink over. So I jump in there. And to my surprise, there really are like no new levels. It looks like Fall Guys is what it is. Like they've given up on it. They're just doing skins for it at this point. So I'm like, this is even better because I know the boards.
Right.
What I wasn't expecting is how terrible I am and how good people have become at Fall Guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't even get near first place to do the emote. I especially couldn't get far enough in first place to emote and then cross the line and still win.
Right.
So for probably 30 minutes, I beat my head against the wall coming in like dead last. Before I turned to, they have user generated levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I scrolled down to one of the user generated levels and I played it and I was the only one in the room and I did it and it popped.
Oh, that's cool.
So you could do it on a solo level. You couldn't do it on a custom game, but you could do it on one of the user ones that are, that is online that opens matchmaking. But if nobody joins, you can still run it solo. So that's how I was able to get it, pop the platinum. And then because I wanted to tempt fate, I was like, I should open the PS4 version and see if that one trophy I needed over there fixed as well.
Mm-hmm.
Open the PS4 version. As soon as it boots up, boom, pops the platinum over there too. Pops both trophies.
That's good.
I did two platinums in like 30 minute span. And really the platinum pops are probably like 5 minutes apart.
Right.
So that was awesome to have it in both places. I feel like that's a game I deserve to have the platinum on because I had done all the things.
Right.
It was just glitched. I even went as far to email them back in the day. And they basically told me they knew it was an issue and they had no resolution. So I'm glad they did finally get it fixed, even though I think it took way too long. So I did that. That's kind of just a side note. The other thing I did was the game night stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we played Party Animals at all. We played one night, I think. It's been radio silent over there, and I know it's because it's coming to PlayStation, but they have said nothing. They have done nothing.
Yeah, besides list it.
Yeah, but I mean, there's like no talk on their Twitter. Dude, they haven't posted since like the Olympics on their Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it is radio silent over there. So we played a little bit of that. Then we started The Devil in Me, Dark mm-hmm. Pictures Anthology.
Yeah, so you guys
like
playing
to refer to it as The Devil Inside Me. It is good. It is a little janky, as their games kind of are. I'm really liking it, though. I'm bummed that we waited so long to play it because it's exactly what I wanted it to be when we got in there. This one is unique, though, because the first scene that you play actually references a real life serial killer. And so it's got a little real life tied into this fake story.
There's a collector's edition.
Yeah, I didn't like the statue. I remember when it came out. So it's real good, though.
How far did y'all get? How many hours you guys play? Because you guys were on there pretty late.
Probably did 3 hours, maybe. And then we did that on Wednesday. The following night was game night, so we didn't get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that bummed me out just a little bit. And then Astrobot came out.
Yep.
So the first thing I did, have you seen the videos of the countdown for when Astrobot launched inside Astro's Playroom?
No, I did not.
So it counts down, and when it hits zero, confetti shoots out, everybody comes running in the room, and they're all celebrating. So the first thing I did was go in Astro's Playroom to see if I could see the celebration. It's still happening. You don't see the countdown where everybody runs over, but everybody's still gathered up, and the lights are still going wild in there. So that was cool. There's nothing to do there, but I just thought it was neat.
Mm-hmm.
So then I jumped in Astrobot. I think it's just called Astrobot. Is it a rescue mission?
No, it should be just Astrobot.
Or is it VR? Just Astrobot. I jumped in the PS5 one, whatever that's called. What was rescue mission? Is that the VR?
Yeah.
Astrobot. Yeah, so I jumped in Astrobot, and that game is exactly what I wanted it to be. It has so many references to classic PlayStation
mm-hmm.
and to the PlayStation library that it is unbelievable. It is around every corner, every wink, every nod. They are everywhere. It is almost exhausting.
Yeah, I was going to bring this one up. They had the Deacon St. John from...
Yep. They have everybody. What is it? Scroll up. What is this guy upset about?
Oh, he got mad that they put him in, that they mentioned it in there. So Kevin Guerin, the guy who made the game? What does Deacon St. John play? What was the game?
Oh, that's John Garvin that said that.
Yeah, John Garvin. Deacon St. John's cameo. Days Gone. I said the game Days Gone guy. So kind of sad that Deke has been replaced, has been reduced to promoting other games. Well done. Ben Studio, way to protect your legacy.
So John Garvin is not a part of Bend anymore.
Yeah.
Or I don't even know if he ever was, but
no, I think he's the one who did Days Gone, and he.
Okay. I'll tell you why what he says is misleading here is that game is chock full of everything that is important to Sony. Mm-hmm. So it is to me a good thing that it's in there. There are so many references, but you can tell that they were all done with love. Yeah. And I disagree that it, like, to me, everything feels like it is really paying homage to like what came before. Astrobot is so, it is so PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm going to say this. It is Astrobot, just Sackboy. It's just Sackboy.
Yeah, you've been saying that for years.
He's just Sackboy. Which is why I think I love him so much.
Sackboy with the costume.
Yeah, I mean, his build is Sackboy. His scale is Sackboy. The way the characters all dress up and look the same as Sackboy. Look at them side by side. That is just Sackboy.
Yeah.
Big head, small arms and legs. Scale is identical. So no doubt this is why I love Astrobot. But to me, Astrobot is like a more polished Little Big Planet, Sackboy's Big Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very, very good. It is challenging at times. It is easy at times. It is about exploration and looking around and finding everything and getting creative. And I really, really, really like it. I have completed Worlds 1 and 2. And I started World 3. And when I say completed, I mean I got everything. So there's no reason to go back to those levels unless they make you. It shows that they have been completed with everything, though.
Yeah.
I know that you're curious. It is a very obtainable platinum.
I'm sure it is.
Very obtainable.
So this is the only, we're talking about the toys, this is the only toy I can find online. I looked all week. All right.
Get off of there. Type in Astro figure pre-order.
Uh-oh.
Just go back to the all. There you go. That one. And now type in, get off of there. Type in that top part, like what it's actually called.
This.
That. Type in all that stuff. And now get off of this page and just Google search that. You're on the Japanese listing. Good Smile Company. Go to that one. Not that one. I don't know. Is this it? U.S. and Canada. Yeah, that's it. Okay. So $42.99. He comes with two swappable heads. He comes with a coin. And he comes with the little plugs. And he comes with the bases to accommodate his jet feet also. There's his jet feet.
Yeah, so that's the same as this. So it's this one, just a re-release.
Is it the same?
It's the same. I've seen someone do the unpackaging on it.
Okay. Yeah, so the one he's got pulled up is $330. Oh, yeah, it says Good Smile Company.
Yeah, Ninrod. So they're going to bring it back out then?
I guess. You could pre-order it the other day. Yeah, it says pre-order right now. It says re-release up top, see?
Yep.
Yeah, so they're bringing it back out. So I'm going to get one. I feel like I need to have him.
Yeah, you do. I think
I'm gonna put him on my Little Big Planet shelf because he's Sackboy. One day, You guys, he's going to pull the helmet off.
He's going to be Sackboy.
It's going to be Sackboy in there. And you're going to be like, damn. Damn. You were right.
Mm-hmm.
So would you consider getting one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't mind having him just to display him.
Yeah. The game is so good. If you guys are on the fence, is the Metacritic score in for it? Oh, my God. That figure looks good.
Yeah, see, there he is there.
Yeah. Actually. But see, I almost wish I had two.
See, I want to put him, and I want to put him right next to him.
Oh, my God. Next to the controller?
Yeah.
It would look so good. And I kind of regret not getting the controller.
You can still get it. I almost thought about getting a second one.
Where from? Because I looked on Walmart and it said unavailable.
I saw it on Amazon, but that was on Friday.
Oh. Check and see. You can't get that Concord controller, I'll tell you that.
No, the Concord. Everything Concord is going. Even the digital, I mean, even the physical Concord games are going like crazy now.
Yeah, I know. They rested peace that thing. But it's going to come back out, I believe, as a free-to-play. Mm-hmm. That's a different one. That's a 3D printed.
Yeah, it's 3D printed. I saw the red eyes. So.
Yeah. Those are cool. I saw those. I think Wario64 tweeted out that those were coming out to where you could pre-order them. And so I plan to go in. See if the Metacritic scores up for Astrobot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I want to see. This game is really good. It's really polished. Apparently, friend of the show, Patman, sent out a thing saying there's a save bug that can cause you to lose your score. I will flip out. The game is a 94 with 115 reviews. It's a 9.5 with user generated with almost 1,000 reviews.
Mm-hmm.
It's that good.
Look at this guy. Just a Mario ripoff. Not like IGN said at all. Guess the Sony check came through.
Yeah, that person sucks. He gave it a 0.
Yeah.
He's up. I guess. It's really, really, really good. So I played quite a bit of that. And then I didn't play it, but Expeditions went free to play on Xbox. And so the multiplayer still wasn't working. But in releasing it on Game Pass, they also tied that in with the release of the multiplayer. So I told a friend of the show, Marshall 205, that when it came out, when Expeditions, a Mud Runner, a Spin Tires joint, when it finally came out and had multiplayer, I would buy it. So I ordered it and it came in yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So I haven't played it yet, but I have it on deck ready to go. Also, Astro, so good on the Portal.
Oh, did you play it on the Portal?
Oh, I had Friday night, had the football game on the TV, had the Portal in the hand. So good. It is so good over there. It's like it's made to be played on the Portal.
We went to Target yesterday and I saw the Portal and I almost like a little bit closer to snatching one up.
Yeah.
Especially when I go on vacation. So I'm not going to take the Xbox. I mean, not the PlayStation. I'm just going to take the Switch. I was like, man, might as well get the Portal and take that too. Cause when my Switch dies, I'm not going to be able to play anything.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, we lost you there for a second.
Oh, I have a friend who is taking that thing to work and playing it in the car on the break on his tethered to his phone. And he's able to play.
Hmm. There was someone selling one on Facebook Marketplace for $170, brand new in the box. And I was like, man, I was tempted to reach out to him, but I didn't have time to
like, I can really make do you it. More irritated. There was one on the cheap site for $100, but we all missed it.
Mm.
And Howard checks every day, so
yeah.
I don't know how it got missed, but it was on there.
That's friend of the show, Marshall 205, for you guys.
Oh, yeah. So I use his Christian name.
All right. So let's get some of the news so we can get going.
If I was more committed to editing this show, I would go find where I said his name and bleep it out just to be funny. Because I've said his name plenty on here.
Mm-hmm.
It would be funny to now pretend like we've never said his name.
Right.
Let's get through the. You have another 200 news stories
No,
for
I don't have a bunch of quick ones. So, Sony put out, or PlayStation put out this little video celebrating 30 years of PlayStation. It was a cool little video. Here they showed an Astrobot one with a bunch of little figures in the background, people, and then the big Astrobot PlayStation 5, which I thought was really cool with the eyes up on top of it. For and you're getting to be getting a lot of stuff. Gran Turismo 7, some digital music is going to be on Spotify from God of War, God of War 2, God of War, Ghost of Sparta, Twisted Metal, Starhawk, Unit 30, the whole original soundtrack for God of War, Ghost of Sparta. There's going to be some physical release stuff you can get and buy. Shapes of Play, Battle, Shapes of Play, Create, and Shapes of Play, Recharge. You can display them. It's supposed to be the character, like the X, the triangle, square, circle.
The Create are cool because I think they're just the little magnet squares and rectangles and pieces that you can pop apart and build things with. The Battle looks like a 4x4 tic-tac-toe thing. And the Recharge, they're just shapes. I don't know what you do with them.
Yeah, just display them. And then free mark. Yeah,
I'll
there's
scroll
a.
back up a little bit. Hold on before you get down there. It says what? Scroll up a little more. A little bit more. It actually says what they do. Recharge lets you experience a new way to recharge between games, especially after a tough boss battle.
Recharges
It's
those.
those things. The Create is a set of magnetic blocks that you can position in any direction to create fun shapes. And Battle is a board game where you can challenge a friend to line up four different shapes of the same color. So it is basically tic-tac-toe or Connect Four.
Yeah.
But you're not dropping them down.
And these states of play were launched in December 2024. In
I was
pre-orders, you
on
can
the
take.
direct. I was on direct, and yeah, they're not available. They're pre-order. I
Then
don't know what you. I don't know. They're cool, but they need to be cheap.
yeah, if they're a decent price, I would give them just to display them.
Yeah, but they need to be like $9.99 each, and they're
Yeah,
probably $20 each.
they're gonna be doing a lot of tournaments for the PlayStation 30. If you want to do that. We talked about Concord. So how they Sony is canceled, they dropped Concord, they canceled it. People are going crazy to get the platinums. They're running around.
Yeah,
They're
they're
jumping off
jumping off cliffs.
cliffs to get platinums, and they were purposely doing stuff with each other to help get platinums. And then now the games, everything Concord is like jacked up in price. Now people are talking about somebody should just go ahead and try to fix it and bring it back. And
Telling you, this game is not gone. It's just switching to free to play.
yeah.
They have too much time and energy invested in it. It will be back.
All right. This you can win a Space Marine 2 PlayStation 5.
That thing's cool as hell.
Yeah, it has the controller, the whole setup. And there's a deep dive. So it looks like it's 3D printed in there, but it's probably plastic. But it looks really cool. So if you guys want to look, Focus Entertainment sent out a tweet. Focus at it's at Focus underscore ENTMT, Space Marine 2. It's a little contest. If you want to try to sign up and win, you can.
Pretty cool.
All right. Nintendo, real quick. We're going out of order. Mario and Luigi Brothership. Is this a game that excites you at all? They announced this. The two player.
I don't think so. It is turn-based. So I don't like turn-based. It has a cool look. I like seeing Nintendo use their properties in different ways. This co-op adventure is a cool. I'm just not a turn-based guy.
Yeah, it's very cartoonish.
Yeah, it's got a good look to it. Now, would you play this?
No. I've never been a Mario guy. I've never.
Yeah.
Mario 64 was like the last Mario I played.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks great. I don't think I'll play with it.
All right, back to Game Pass is going to be releasing a lot of games. You just said Expedition Mudrunners that just came out on September 5th. September 11th is Riders Republic, which we talked about last week, and Train Sim World 5, Frostpunk, and Era of Untold. I brought it up because of Mudderers. I don't know if you're going to bring that up or not.
Yeah. Also, shout out to who texted me when I was totally asleep, and so I didn't see it and then forgot to respond. A friend of the show, Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
He texted us telling us the multiplayer was in. I actually knew at that point it was in, but the last I had talked to him, I told him it wasn't in.
Yeah.
So shout out to him for providing that information to us. But yeah, it is up on Game Pass and it does have multiplayer.
Right. And the Minecraft movie trailer got released. Did you see this?
Yes.
What'd you think? I'm not going to play it.
I don't know what I think. I think it looks like a kid's movie.
Yes.
I don't know how you're supposed to do the movie any different. The animals creep me out.
Mm-hmm.
I will see this when it comes to streaming platforms because I feel like I should.
Yeah.
It will probably be cute. I will probably laugh at a few parts of it. That's what I will say.
I probably will get nostalgic when I see certain things. Like, oh, they added that in there. That's pretty cool. Oh, they added that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Will you see it in the theater?
No.
Will lots of people see it in the theater?
Yes.
You think this movie will do well?
No.
April 4th? Is that what it was? April 4th, 2025?
Yeah. Yep. April 2025.
Yeah. So they've got time. It looks like I think they wanted it to look, but it looks like a kid's movie.
It does. All right. Amazon Prime is going to release 20 plus free games. The Borderlands games are coming, I guess, because of the movie bombed. Lego Lord of the Rings is coming. Lego Indiana Jones. I'm not going to go through all of them. There's a bunch. Lego The Hobbit, Shogunners, Moonlighter, Cursed of Golf. See a golf game on there.
Scroll up and see if any of those say Steam on them. They don't. Okay. That's my problem is that none of them come out on Steam. So the Amazon ones, I claim them, but I can't do anything with them because I don't have those other platforms. Because for PC gaming, all I have is my Steam Deck.
Right.
So you should be claiming them either way, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. So another one, Reggie, former of Nintendo, apparently lost his Nintendo 64 collection, and he found part of it.
I like how he's got Conker's Bad Fur Day front and center.
Yeah, that's what I was going to point out, that he has that.
He's got 007, he's got Conker, he's got Zelda.
Mm-hmm. That is Conker
part boxes. Of my N64 collection, reorganizing it all. Wonder what hidden gems I have here. That's from Reggie on X.
Yeah. And if you can tell, his boxes, I mean, they're all used because you can see that.
Yeah. He's got Ocarina of Time laying in the floor there, too.
Yep.
Also, guys, we have to start saying X. We can't keep saying X or Twitter or formerly Twitter. We've got to commit.
Yeah, so I didn't even know he lost part of his collection. All right, the next thing.
He probably didn't lose it as much as he just sits in storage somewhere.
Right, so friend of the show, Patman, sent us this, which I already knew, already had it on our news. No Man's Sky, a game that we've all played here, has a new expansion downloaded doing fishing.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205, called me before Patman sent this out to try to convince me to play this again because of this update.
Right.
I don't know how to play the game anymore. It's been too long. All my stuff will be outdated and no good.
Right. You might not be on a planet that you can fish.
Yeah, it's such a barrier to entry to get back into this game, and I just don't know if I have it in me. Maybe I do. I don't think I do.
Same. I looked at it and said, man, this makes you want to play for a little bit, but then I'm on some other world. Now, we can multiplayer it fine.
Yeah.
I would have no problem like multiplayer it, but I can't. Oh, damn. I didn't see this before. Look, he's like on a platform.
Yeah, yeah. I saw just that. Now, we can make this. Somebody can make this the game. You can make this the game.
Yeah. Because I know we've all played it together before.
You do go next.
Yeah. All right. So last but not least, the last thing you have into it, there's a Lego news. And you guys like when we talked about Lego, two more ideas. Lego ideas have reached 10,000 supporters. The ski resort, ski lodge.
It's cool. Don't care about it. It's cool though.
Yep. It's
it looks like it looks messy with all the rocks.
Yeah, it is closed in, so they'll change up. And then this one, the Mystery Shack, made it, but of course you're not going to, because the pre thing has opened back.
See, I like the Mystery Shack. It's disappointing to me that they have it that way.
But again, this is the support, so it's not guaranteed it's going to look like this. They'll change up
But I
just a
think
little
it
bit.
will.
I think it will too.
Lego likes their open bags.
Yeah, I think it's just easier for them, for the people to play with them.
People aren't playing with them, though.
And
They're just loving them.
then they release. They said they're going to bring back the classic TV series Batmobile.
When they re-release, do they re-release under a different set number? When they bring stuff back
Yeah,
out?
it'll be a different one. Like the two gun ship, the Republic gun, Star Wars Republic gun ship.
So they'll change, just they'll tweak like one thing and put it back out.
Yep. The three Batman tumblers, all three have different numbers.
You have to do it that way to protect the collectability.
Yes.
You can't just do straight re-releases with the same numbers.
No, you can't. But that's all I had for today.
That's all I have too.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. As always, support us over at patreon.com/gamestitch. Follow us on our socials on the X, game_stitch. Well, contact us on our socials. Not follow us because we don't really post. game_stitch at Hoaf & Show. That was episode 604. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.